is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, Lord, our God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, oh, Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes, for Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord, he is God. Praise be to his holy name. Good morning. I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And I also give thanks to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Israel for you this morning. You few that are tuned in, for the Bible said that many are called, but only a few are chosen. Thank you so much for being obedient and following the leading of the Holy Spirit, for the sons of God are truly led by the Spirit of God. Oh, praise be to his wonderful holy name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. That secret place, that hiding place, that place where the enemy is looking for us, but he can't find us. The Bible said the wicked watch the righteous and sleep to slay them, but they can't find us. Although the enemy have set something up for evil to do against us, but they can't find us. They can't find us for that we're in that secret place. Oh, praise be to his holy name. I'm so thankful once again for the opportunity to open my mouth and allow the Lord God Almighty by his divine nature, his Holy Spirit, to fill my mouth. And I'm grateful for my job, for I truly love my job. I'm so grateful and thankful for this opportunity once again to confess him before men. For the Bible clearly lets us know that if we do confess Jesus before men, that he also will confess us before the Father and before the angels of God. I'm so thankful that this protection also is extended not only to me, but also to my children and my grandchildren. Oh, praise be to his holy name. And most definitely, my beautiful wife that the Lord gave me, angels are encamped around her also as I'm speaking to you. Oh, praise be to his blessed name. I love my job. As many of you know, I love this job so much that I do this job for free. For the few of you that have been following this ministry, you know that we don't ask anyone for any donations. We don't ask anyone to buy any CDs for where God leads. He do provide. But what we do ask you is to examine yourselves and see if you truly are in the faith. For the Bible tells us one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And speaking of work, since it's that time, let me go to work. If you have your Bibles as usual, Matthew chapter 10, verse 38, and it says, "And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." And you'll find, and as you study the word of God, that the word cross, this was the first time that it was mentioned in the New Testament. Jesus also goes on to say that he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. When I first heard this gospel some 10 years ago, I would say, I was unable to comprehend as to exactly what was being said. When the man of God revealed unto me that unless I was in Christ Jesus, that I was yet to lose my life, then I was unable to gain his eternal life. For it's only in when we give our life up by faith, in return we are blessed with his life, his spirit, that abundant life, that eternal life. It's only then that we walk in victory through the power of the Holy Spirit working through us. It is not a message that is easily understood. It requires one to seek. It requires one to study, to show themselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. It requires you to really get deep in the word to be able to understand spiritual things. See, you must understand that this is Jesus speaking, and he's letting us know something that is not for everybody to understand, but the bride of Christ, it is God's pleasure to give us the kingdom of God. You see, it is the will of God that we understand this teaching. It is the will of God that we remember how short our time is, and wherefore hast thou made all men in vain, that we basically have a moment in this present evil world. We're aware that in the book of Daniel, around the 12th chapter, the 4th verse, the Bible said, the Holy Spirit said with Daniel, to shut up the words and to seal the book for the time that this mystery, this secret, this revelation knowledge was to be revealed was during the end times. The Spirit also went on to lay down during that time. It says that many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. We also find in the book of Revelations that John was told by the angel to, unlike Daniel, to seal the words, not let this wisdom come forth. John was told by the angel to seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. You see, that time for us to understand this mystery is at hand. But it requires us to be hearers and doers of the word. Jesus goes on to tell us that when a man heareth what he has to say, and when a man do what he has said, He goes on to reveal unto us that that man is likened unto a wise man that built his house on a rock. And when the storms and the winds and the persecution comes to beat upon that house, the Bible says it stands for its founding upon a rock. It also goes on to say that one that hears what Jesus says and doeth it not is like unto a foolish man that built his house on sand, and the first sign of any flood, rain, trouble, it falls, and the Bible said great is the fall of that house. The Holy Spirit also goes on to share with us in the Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, and it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children. You see, the Holy Spirit highlighted for me, it's not that knowledge is not available for God's people. It's not that God is, knowledge is not available for everyone, but it's those that will reject the knowledge or the teaching, the message of the cross. That information, that wisdom is sent forth. The Spirit of the Lord said that this gospel of the kingdom must be preached into all the world, and then the end shall come. God is not a man and he can lie. And this gospel is being preached into all the world. The only problem is that many people are rejecting the knowledge of this wisdom of the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ and him crucified. It's hard to imagine. You know, no one really want to die. You see, it's no one want to lose their lives. You know, folk want to do their thing. You know, it is natural to want to do your thing. It is natural to want to be ambitious. It's natural to want to be successful. But you see, when we come into salvation, you see, this is what baptism symbolizes. This is what baptism shows us. You see, when we first come to Jesus, you see, it's by faith we're coming, and it's by faith we're saying, okay, you know, I'm dead now. You see, I'm dead with Jesus. And when the preacher baptized you in the water, it also symbolizes you're being buried with him. And when he brings you up out of the water, this represents the newness of life. This represents that victorious life. This represents you being dead, as Paul declares in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, this is hard to understand, but we must believe. We have to believe. We have to, by faith, step into this. The Holy Spirit tells us in John chapter 12, verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abide alone, but if it die, it brings forth much fruit.